The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, of course, we keep hearing about the many Irish citizens who are trying to leave the United Arab Emirates, but one family that appears to be in no rush to leave whatsoever are the Kinahans, marooned there following sanctions imposed by the US. The family appear to be living their lives in the open, including a sighting at a recent MMA event last summer. And for more on this, I'm joined by Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times. Conor, what do we know? I mean, we certainly don't appear to be hunting down the Kinahans. They appear to be pretty obvious to find if you know where to look. They're in the same properties continuously in Dubai.
That's right, Ciara. There is this common, you know, view sometimes that if the guards could only find them in Dubai, they'd be able to, you know, have them arrested and then we could lock them up. But that's not the case. The position is obviously that there has to be charges in place in Ireland or indeed anywhere else before they could be extradited either back here or to some other country, probably the US, to go on trial for some of their cartel crimes. But unfortunately, there aren't charges in place because law enforcement, either in Ireland or elsewhere, just hasn't got the evidence on them so far that would be required to get charges over the line. So we've had this situation for quite some time where the Gardaí know exactly where these guys are in Dubai. You know, they know what their personal routines are. They know where their homes are and so on. So they could find them and know where they are at any time. But being able to find them really only becomes important when you have a criminal charge in place.
Yeah.
And that's the situation.
And the guards, as far as we are aware, did send a file on the Kinahan to the DPP in 2023. Are we saying that there isn't enough within that file for the DPP to say, yeah, this should go to trial? Or what are we saying? Because it would appear to be common knowledge that the Kinahans head up a part of a huge cartel in Europe. It brings in whatever it is, a third of the cocaine in the whole continent. Like, where is the failure here to bring them to justice?
Well, I suppose really, I mean, just in relation to the file that was sent to the DPP, that was, as you say, back in the end of the summer in 2023. So that is obviously quite some time ago now. I mean, you know, 2.5 years ago now. And I mean, officially, that file is still with the DPP. Sometimes the DPP will go back to the guards and say, you know, you have component A, B and C, but you need all of these other things. Can you get extra witnesses? Can you get extra CCTV, et cetera, et cetera? So we understand that there has been a bit of a game, you know, process of back and forward between the DPP and the guards. And that, in big cases, that can go on for several years. So the status of that file is that it's with the DPP and that there's no direction made as to whether people should be charged or not. So that's where that's at. In relation to just gathering evidence generally against them, I mean, the great problem with the Kinahan cartel is that, you know, Christy Kinahan was freed from prison in Ireland. He was serving a sentence here for basically cheque fraud. He was freed from prison in about the year 2000. He took himself off to southern Spain. And really, he wasn't, in the early years, he wasn't a priority for the police in Spain. And he wasn't a priority for the guards here because he was obviously offshore. And really, during his kind of cartel startup phase, for want of a better phrase, in that first 5 years or so, he made rapid progress. He became a wholesaler for drugs gangs all across Ireland, all across the UK, and then just kept expanding. So really, by the time he became public enemy number one, and, you know, a huge level of resources were being put into these inquiries, both in Spain and in Ireland, he'd built a huge amount of wealth, and this cartel was huge. Because of that, he is then able to outsource all of the risk. He doesn't handle any of the drugs. He doesn't even make the phone calls now that organise drug shipments. He pays other people to do all of that. So trying to pin any of these crimes directly on either Christy Kinahan Sr., Daniel or Christopher Jr. is very, very challenging. And that's precisely why they really haven't faced any charges for years. But the guards are determined. They say basically they have the help of the US law enforcement, obviously of the British as well, and of Dubai police now for the last few years. And they are saying that they will catch them and that they will get charges over the line and we will see them back in a court here on trial one day. Now, look, we haven't seen that yet. But certainly the people on Garda Síochána who are involved in those inquiries are very confident and they are determined to keep going.
And the $5 million reward leading to their arrest, is that just not enough of an incentive when you're going up against members of such a, I suppose, a serious organised criminal gang?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have no evidence that any of that cash has been claimed or even on the way to being claimed. So, you know, one would have thought that kind of money would turn anybody's head.
Yeah.
But it appears not to be the case, certainly so far. But obviously, you know, that reward is still on offer. And what we really see for the Kinahans is, since they were sanctioned by the Americans back in 2022, obviously 4 years ago now, they haven't actually left UAE during that four-year period. So they have all this wealth. They've got assets all over the world. They're, as I say, extremely wealthy. They used to go away to boxing matches that Daniel Kinahan promoted, you know, these big pro tournaments all over the world. And now they're afraid to leave the UAE because they are scared that if they leave, they may not be allowed back
in. They obviously feel most secure there. Maybe lastly, Conor, what do we know about the kind of lifestyle that the Kinahans are living in Dubai? Would it be, I mean, Dubai, many people who live there would be wealthy. Is it a very lavish sort of a lifestyle, do you think?
Well, it appears to be. I was over in Dubai 2 years ago and, you know, I had some information about where they lived and I checked out some of these houses and apartments. Now, I wasn't able to track them down, but I did try and they were certainly in the fancy part of town, that's for sure. I mean, you're talking about, you know, I suppose areas where you would not be able to walk into. I mean, it's, you know, security guards on every corner checking who's coming and going. I went into one of these places. These houses were worth about, you know, $10 million. And I went in a taxi. I get out of a taxi and start, you know, calling into houses to see, did anybody know Daniel Kinahan? Did anybody recognize his photograph? And I was literally on the ground calling into a few houses for about 5 minutes. And there were like security guards all over the place asking me who I was, why I was here, you know, ordering me out, basically.
Escorted off the premises.
Absolutely.
Look, thank you for that, Conor. An interesting insight into the lives of the Kinahans. That is Conor Lally, their security and crime editor from the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.